Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Now, when I think of a theme of being lost, a certain song comes to mind. Not yet, Jack. This is one that Rick R. is yelling at me for singing, so I'm sorry if this puts an earworm in your ear today. So, now many of you might have heard this song before, so if you know it, I would encourage you to sing it along. Rick, why don't you stand up and help me sing this? Nuh-uh? All right. So, he knows it. You can, so if you know it, sing along with me, Jack. You can start it. Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. 5 passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour. A 3-hour tour. The weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost. The minnow would be lost. The ship set ground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle with Gilligan, the skipper too, a millionaire and his wife, a movie star, the professor and Marianne here on Gilligan's Isle. So kids, if you don't know that one, ask your parents or grandparents about the show. And if you want to watch it, I still think it's on TV land. Now, Gilligan's Island is probably the most common ways that TV and film deal with the theme of being lost. They tend to zoom in on the physical position in time and space because it's an easier way for the audience member to see what's going on. It's also an easier thing for the audience member to empathize with, because I think all of us have been lost a time or two. I still remember getting lost in the incredibly large metropolis of Hammond, Wisconsin, looking for Trinity Lutheran Church for the first time. That's what happens when a big city kid starts looking for a neighborhood church in a small town in Wisconsin, where he should have realized that all the churches in smaller towns are most likely located on the main drags of the roads. So we might get it right. Loss for many of us just simply has to do with location on planet Earth at different times. Now, this is the answer to your first question on your worship notes, if you're taking notes. Being lost is not just a position. Being lost is not just a position. What I mean by this is being lost is not about just your physical location on this bright blue ball, but we can be lost mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And I think a lot of us have experienced this before. We might even be experiencing it right now, and I'm sad to say that many of us will experience it later in our lives as well, too. The problem for us, though, is that we don't always recognize being lost when it shows up, because we don't connect the dots with the situation and the feelings of being lost. And feeling lost can show up when we let go from our jobs. We can feel lost when we go to a new school or job. We feel lost when we retire. We ask ourselves, we think, what are we going to do now? That job or that school was my life. What's next? Feeling lost can show up when we move to a new home where we live for a good chunk of our lives. Maybe we're going off to school. Maybe we're going to a totally new town, or maybe we're moving to a care center. Feeling lost can call into question our purpose for living. It saps our energy, makes us look at our relationships as more expendable, and makes our lives more anxious and terrifying. And I think if we're honest with ourselves, all of us have had these feelings of being lost. And this is why I'm really glad that we're all talking about this today. Because being lost is part of the human experience. And if you don't believe me, here's the answer to that second question on your worship notes today. Jesus experienced what it meant to be lost. Jesus experienced what it meant to be lost. In our gospel lesson for today, we hear the following from verse 45, which takes place while Jesus is being crucified on the cross. From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over the land. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" Which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus knew what it meant to be lost. And that's part of the human experience. This is why Jesus came to earth, to experience the same stuff that we experience. And the good news for today is that God knew that we all would feel this way from time to time. So God gave us tools which we can use to help us when this happens to us, so that we can feel comfort, we can feel peace and direction. In these times, we feel about as powerless as a kite in a tornado. God has equipped us all with a GPS, a God positioning system. One of the ways you can access your own personal GPS is to pick up one of those black pew Bibles in front of you. I'd like you to open your Bible or your Bible app to Psalm 13, which is found on page 429 of those black Bibles. Again, Psalm 13, which is on 429 of those black pew Bibles. And as you're getting there, let me talk a little about why it is important to read your Bible daily. God knew that part of the human experience is to experience a feeling of being lost. So what you have in front of you today is a guidebook that helps you figure out what you can do in the midst of different situations in your life. There have been people before us that have experienced very similar situations to what we are experiencing right now. And the Bible allows us to draw on these experiences and use it so we can deal with it in our similar situation. Now, Psalm 13 does a great job of allowing us to see this in motion. And as we read this again, ask yourself, have you felt like this before? How long, O Lord? How long will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I bear pain in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all day long? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord, my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death. And my enemy will say, I have prevailed. My foes will rejoice because I am shaken. I think all of us have had days, weeks, months, and I hope to not say it, but probably years, where it seems like God and the rest of God's universe is just not on our side. It seems like no matter what we do, nothing is going to change. Or to make matters worse, it might actually get worse. So what does the writer of this psalm do at his very lowest point in his life? Let's read on in verse 5. But I trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Wow. I don't know about you, but I was not expecting that change. I mean, we were down in the pit. We were getting the heck pounded out of us by life and the world around us. And then this, but I trusted. I'd like you to give you the third and final answer to your worship notes. Our GPS will always lead us home. Our GPS will always lead us home. The writer of this psalm understands this about our GPS and the nature of God, that God loves us and wants the best for us. The psalmist knows that even though it is the darkest night of the soul right now, that God's GPS will help us out of this darkness and bring us back into the light. He knows that no matter how convoluted the way looks right now, that God will give him directions to bring him back home. How many of us need directions that will get us back home today? That will get us back on track? That will give us directions to help us out of our own personal darkness. Now, beside the Bible in your hands right now, there's also three other things you can do to help turn on your GPS, our God positioning system. The first one's, this is the easiest, but also the hardest at the same time. It's through prayer. Again, this is probably the first step, but it's also one of the most important ones. How can you find your destination if you can't name it? And prayer helps us do that. It allows us to bring our problems and concerns to God to help us identify them. But it also helps to lift them off of our shoulders and put them on God's shoulders. The next thing we can do is what the psalmist said, which is trust. And this is the hardest thing to do. I say this from personal experience. But we do this every time we use our GPS in our cars, right? We punch in that destination, and the car and the map tells us where to go. They don't always bring us to that destination the way that we think is the best way, do they? But it still gets us there. This is very similar to our God positioning system. We have to give up control to God and let God work in our lives. We might begin to move in directions that feel strange and different. We might not go the ways we want to go. We might take a more direct route, or it could be a lot more scenic. But the important thing, God will get us there. When we punch in that destination with God, we have to give up control. We need to trust because we have to remember God loves us and God wants the best for us. Finally, we have to change our attitude. As we heard in our psalm for today, there was a big change in the attitude of the writer. For most of this particular psalm, we can feel the hurt, the anguish, the pain, the feeling of helplessness. But verse 5 is like a roadblock, where all that negative emotions and self-talk are replaced with trust and something more important, hope. The whole change of attitude really changes the whole flavor of the psalm, doesn't it? No longer do we feel alone or isolated or lost, but we feel we have a direction. A direction that God is in full control of. So for this week, I want you to start using your GPS, your God positioning system. How do you feel lost this week? Is it around a job? Is it around a spiritual matter? Is it around a relationship? Is it starting something new in your life? Is it asking yourself, what is my purpose in life? Take some time and engage your GPS. If you need some help finding some Bible verses that might help that particular situation, just let me know and I'll help point you in the right direction. When we begin to engage our GPS, when we pray, when we begin to trust, and when we change our attitude, our feelings of being lost will slowly start to turn into a feeling of direction, of purpose, and of hope. However, if you never engage your GPS, how do you hope to stop from being lost? God is waiting for you today to begin the first steps to bring you home. The choice is yours. Will you engage your GPS? Or do you choose to stay lost? The choice is yours. Amen.